Blog Talk Radio.
What up, 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 what up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? I want to say welcome everybody to Soar Every Day, you know what I'm saying? And Soar Every Day with Petey Pete. I do got my guy Stephen Ivy going to call into the show as well. And let's see, there he is right there. Stephen, Mr. Ivan, what's going on, sir?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Man, it's going pretty good, man. Long time no speak. You been doing all right?
Been doing good. Been doing good. How about you?
Yeah, man. Been doing pretty good. Been doing pretty good, man. I see you got a couple more additions to your family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Baby boy and the girl.
You know, I got I got two of them too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just now. I got a little boy. Yeah, got a little boy and a girl.
And wow. Congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
I'm tagging you on this Facebook post right now as we speak too.
Okay.
Yeah, and word on the street, man, yeah, a lot of people have been talking about this Colin Kaepernick situation. If you guys just now tuned in, I do got one of my colleagues from high school. He's called in, or he's a pastor. You a youth pastor?
Yes,
what is
sir.
That special yeah. A youth pastor, Stephen T. Ivy, just called in on the line as well. And, yeah, LeBron James, he was actually at a fashion show. And he's talking about how he's standing with Nike, and he was actually there at a fashion show. He does a lot of philanthropy and things like that in that nature, not giving back. And he's saying that he stands with Nike, and President Trump, he's tweeted talking about, just like the NFL, whose ratings have gone way down, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. I wonder if they have any idea that that it would be this way. As far as the NFL is concerned, I just find it hard to watch, and I always will until they stand for the flag. Man, I'm just like, well, I don't know what. Talking about stand for the flag. You know, there's two people. People know what's going on, why the protest is going on, and some people just try to ignore the fact that's going on. But Colin Kaepernick, he's actually the face of the 30th anniversary of Nike campaign. It says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And you know what they say, people. You got to believe in something or fall for anything. You know what I mean? So, Mr. Ivy, what is your take on the whole Nike making Colin Kaepernick the face of this ad campaign?
So, really, for me, I applaud Nike for their boldness and to really choose Colin to be the face. I'm certain that the higher-ups, they had a meeting and they knew that by placing him as the face of their 30th anniversary, that there would be backlash. I'm certain that they know that stocks were going to drop, that people were going to call for a boycott. But despite all of that, to still say that we're gonna make this national campaign with his face on it, regardless of what may happen, I applaud them for that. Those are my first thoughts. Shame on the people that are just being really ignorant right now and crazy, man. I saw a guy burn shoes. The hatred is so deep right now that a guy burned shoes that were still on his feet.
Wow. I think I saw that.
Busted up his feet. Yeah. Yep.
Severe burns on his feet. I don't know why people, so why would you burn your stuff with your feet on? You know, why are you burning your shoes with your feet still in them? Hatred, man. That's all I can chalk it up to be is hatred. Yeah, and it makes no sense. Yeah, it makes zero sense because It's just like, why people so upset And why now? You know what I'm saying? We are in 2018, and was that last year whenever LeBron had to spray paint the N-word on his house? I believe it was last year or the year before. But, yeah, and, like, that's where we are in America, man. And it's sad to say, and people say Obama divided the country. I'm like, sure, in a way he did, but only because of being who he was. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Simply just being black. Because that's when people want to act like they want to have an issue with you and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't get. But I wanna salute to LeBron James because, man, this dude done started a school. How do you feel about that?
Man, I thought that was awesome. One of the things that one statistics just show that when there's not a great education in an area, poverty-stricken areas, places that are deprived of good education, the kids and the people resort to violence because there's nothing there to keep them sound, give them a foundation. And so, I salute him and applaud him for that because I think he's changing the trajectory of a lot of those youth there in Akron.
Yeah, man, and that's astonishing right there, you know what I mean? And I remember he had tweeted out to Sam first it was all just a dream, you know, and talking about how he finally was about to open up that I Promise school, you know, so shout out. Let me hit the ghetto bell for LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? Also, this is what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about on ESPN about the Nike campaign.
Specific thing here. Look, the most rebellious time of your life is 15 to 17, and that's the age that Nike's targeting here. And it's a bold and risky move. And I'm not the first to say this on television today, but I like the line. I guess Republicans don't buy shoes. Because Nike's saying we're going to get bluer and we're going to get younger. And we don't care what you think, even though 88% of you think that he should stand for the anthem on the red side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is explosive. I told you all summer, the NFL is in for one hell of a time starting this week, and it's on now.
So let me get to the first part of this with Nike. Nike is a very sophisticated company. It's impossible for either of us to believe that they haven't done market research. If they believe that more people would burn the clothing and turn away from Nike than would embrace the clothing and buy it, they wouldn't. No. So let's
they've done so much market research that they anticipated all reaction.
So, yeah, man, they're talking about, like, the marketing strategy of Nike and talking about when when kids are really rebellious. And I believe it, man. Like, we're 15, they were 15 through 17. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The kids tend to backlash it, but I remember I would push it all the way up into 22. Because if you look at, like, Huey P. Newton, you know, some of the Black Panthers, and some of the people whom we respected, too, as well, coming up, you know what I'm saying? They were young people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's going up against the odds, and basically, because whenever you're young, you tend to still believe in some type of dream. You know what I mean? Cause so I could just imagine some of these kids right now that's coming up. You know, they standing with Colin Kaepernick because, first of all, Colin is our age. He's 30 years old. And these kids that's coming up, they really do want to see change. You know what I'm saying? There's still a bunch of people, and some people say on the right wing, you know what I mean, who's just, but they've been taught that hate. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So what do you think about how you've been following NCAA, man?
I hadn't. Not closely, I haven't.
Who you riding with this year?
Man, you know, so I have to be honest, since I live in Hawk Country, man, they are for 11 years, man. Man, I'm gonna cheer for him, man.
Already, no, I feel you, man. You know, we had Robert Thomas come up out of there. You know what I mean? From Muskogee or whatnot.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So that's what's up, man. So tell us a little bit about the church and what you do now, man.
Man, so over the youth ministry now, and man, just really trying to. to be effective in the way that we disciple our children, man. Give them something, a faith that they can actually live out, something that they can believe in, man, and just in trying to inspire them to be the best that they can be in the world that they live in, and trying to help the parents raise them up as well.
And how'd you end up getting this job? Because you had a pretty good job working at Walmart too as well, right?
I did. So a couple of years back, about 3 years ago, I was actually the youth pastor at the same church. I was over the music department and the youth ministry, and stopped it to pursue some other things. Ended up getting a really good job at Walmart, And in the process, me and my wife, we start going to church back in Oklahoma. So long story short, we prayed about what our next step was going to be, and the Lord led us back to the church that we're at here in Fayetteville. And then just a couple of months after we got back, some things happened, and I was asked, or it was suggested for me to apply, asked did I have any interest in applying. And so I applied for the position here at the church and was selected as the youth pastor again.
Oh, wow. That's what's up right there, man. See, man, let me hit the ghetto bell for Stephen Harvey real quick. Hey. That's what's up, man. Salute to you, man. I just wanted to have you call in and get the input on the Colin Kaepernick situation. And we can definitely get to you. Go ahead and say a prayer for the show real quick.
Yeah. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you just for allowing us all to be here listening in. God, thank you for PDP. God, to see him and this radio station as he seeks to give truth through the airwaves. Lord God, bless it. Continue to keep your hand on it, Father God, and continue to expand his reach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All righty. Amen. Thank you about that. All right. Thank you, Mr. Ivy, man. I'm going to have to give you a call tomorrow, too, so you can bless the show, all right?
Sounds good.
All righty, man. You have a good day, right? You have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, shout out to Stephen T. Ivy right there. We actually went to the same high school. I believe it was both running backs at one point. Then he ended up going to Tulsa Memorial. Ooh, shout out to T-Town. Let me hit that, T-Town. Speaking of that, did y'all see where them cops in Tulsa was tasing that man in that bank? He looked like he was trying to be Little John. They were tasing him. He talking about, yeah. I'm like, oh, man, the drugs that... Drugs is powerful, people. Drugs is powerful. But, y'all, moving on, Texas Tech. Cliff Kingsbury finally addresses the team's mistakes. Getting ready for Lamar this season. If you guys want to tailgate, you know what I mean, holler at Rodney. I believe Rodney Allison, he's the director of Double T Varsity Club. I'm actually a member of that. We're going to be out there broadcasting too as well before the game. And if you're a former player or any type of former athlete, you know what I'm saying, reach out and you can get up to like 3 tickets up for free. Just like how it was whenever you were signing people up to come watch your game. You get like 3-4 tickets and things for free. But yo, Cliff Kingsbury, this is what he said. He said he's embarrassed the way the game went to get down 24-7 and then personal fouls, having 2 players ejected, then giving up a kickoff return for a touchdown. It just isn't who we want to be as a football team, he says. I mean, come on. Did y'all see that kick return? I was just like, oh, yeah. He will go. Oh, hey. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, please take the wheel. And this Saturday, they are playing Lamar. Do y'all know who Lamar is? Let's look them up real quick, man, because Lamar University. Because, and these games right here really scare me, too, as well, because these are the ones we're expected to win, and these are usually be the ones that we end up losing. You know, but then we end up beating Texas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, yeah, man, but I don't know. Let's just say Lamar University, yeah, it looks like a pretty cool little school, you know? You know, in soccer, they play UTSA. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Lamar. Looking like they're the Lamar Cardinals. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be amped up to play, to come up here to play against Texas Tech. You know what I mean? But moving on, you know, hopefully we can minimize on the penalties. The Red Raiders were penalized 6 times for 80 yards, including 5 personal fouls, and had 2 players ejected for targeting. The team also gave up 8 plays at least 30 yards, including all 4 Ole Miss offensive touchdowns and a kickoff return for a touchdown. On each of those plays, mental mistakes such as lining up incorrectly or making the wrong call or not being in proper place on the field was contributing factors. Yes, and also senior defensive end Colin Hill also spoke out the practice and about the penalties and mistakes and said the team has to improve, especially when it comes to the way it tackles. But, yeah, man, we're going to get deep more into that, man. We're going to see what's the new kicking problem here in 2018 for the team and things in that. But shout out to the Red Raiders, man. Hopefully we can get it together. And shout out to TJ Vasher. Keep doing your thing, man. Remember, it's all about mental toughness. Stay focused, be the focus. You know what I'm saying? I was about to say word on the street. I'm so used to saying that. And y'all can listen to me tonight from 3 to 7 p.m. on 104.9 The Beach. You hear me? But yeah, that's all every day with your boy, PDP.